Second thing I want to share with you today, in a way, relates to the sermon and will relate to a lot of things that we're going to be doing from now through the next 15 months. Okay? Now through the next 15 months. Number one, we have our application ready to turn in for the Lilly Grant for clergy renewal. It just needs to be proofread and make sure that everything's okay with it. And it has one little minor detail that needs to be added to it. And that can be sent in this week, and next Wednesday is the deadline for that. So we're over a week ahead of the deadline for sending that in. We are requesting them to grant us $37,711. So be in prayer about that as they read our proposal, that they would be excited as we are, because as the team and I have worked together, I've been working on it since November of 2021. Kathy started helping me in December of that year, and then we got the team together at the end of the summer this past year. For this past 6 months, we have been writing that proposal and putting it together. It is exciting. You will hear more details about it. I'm going to let you know that the book that we have chosen for the church to study while I am off on sabbatical is How to Pray, A Simple Guide for Normal People. Okay? So you may know some folks that are normal. I'm going to tell you right now, don't run out and buy a book, because part of our proposal is they will give us enough money, if they award it, to buy a book for everybody in the church. Okay? The team is going to start working on this book so that they can be ready to be facilitators in small groups when it's time for the church to study this. So you may see some copies of this laying around the church. If so, that means it belongs to one person on the pastor relations team or on the staff. So we're going to be working on this and working towards this. Here's the exciting thing about this. This is why I say it relates to today's sermon. Part of this book gives you deeper understandings on how to pray speaking to God and how to share with God. Okay? Part of this book gives you a deeper understanding on how to hear God speak to you in prayer. That is one of the exciting things that I really, really like about this book, is because it teaches about meditation. And it also teaches about contemplation. And contemplation is the main thing that I will be working on as I go off on sabbatical. So you'll be learning about that. And when I come back, we'll be able to step even further and even deeper in all that we do with this. Okay? I've read this book. Deanne's part of the way through the book. I know Jan's part of the way through the book. I know Jerry's part of the way through the book. And I know Kathy is. And everybody has thoroughly enjoyed it, okay? There are sets of videos that go with this. And the exciting thing about this is all we need to do is purchase the book. The videos, which are high-quality videos, are free. So really looking forward to that. I've seen some of the videos, and so has some other folks, and they are powerful. They are powerful. So you're going to hear me talk more about this, about what I'll be doing as I go off on sabbatical next year in April, and what the church will be doing while I'm gone during those 3 months. But today's sermon actually relates quite directly to the second part of this book. So let me read from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Let me tell you this, because I'm going to cross it back and forth, I know at times without even thinking. Abram's name in chapter 17 of Genesis, God changes it to Abraham. Okay? Same person. So if you hear me say Abram or Abraham, I'm talking about the same person. God changes his name in chapter 17. But we want to stick with this story. You see, God commands Abram to step into an unclear future. The Lord commands Abram to step into an unclear future. I want you to pay attention to what's really said here, because God comes to Abram and he says, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to a land that I will show you. An unnamed land, an unnamed place. And remember what verse 4 says. Abram is how old? 75. Okay? So for those of you in here that say that you're too old to do a new thing, I don't want to hear it. Okay? Abram was 75 when he followed this. And those of you that know the story of Abraham, by the way, know that he didn't, his wife and him did not have a child until he was 100. How many of you want to raise a child at age 100? Okay, I'm 61. I'm not volunteering to raise a child anytime soon. Okay? But I want you to pay attention, because Abram, at a very, what we would consider, old age, well, let me take that back. Most of you in this room consider that a very young age, 75. Amen? Amen? So if you consider it a young age, you're more than able to get active with what God has planned for you. But the Lord commands Abram to step into an unclear future. Pack up your stuff and move. Now, if you don't know the whole story, because we're not going to go through the whole story today, he does not move down the street from his family. Okay? He doesn't move onto the other side of town. And he does not move to the next state. He moves 1,000 miles away. Not an easy move. God says, pack up all your stuff and move. Unclear. The Lord, though, makes incredible promises to Abram if he steps into the unclear future. You've heard me talk a lot about this word, if. God's promises, many, many, many of God's promises are if. If you do this, God says, I will do this. And in this case, God says to Abram, if you will move, if you will go to the land that eventually I'll show you is the right land, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you'll be a blessing. And anybody that curses you, I will curse. God says, if Abram will step into this unclear future, God says, then blessings will abound over and over again, and not only blessings for you, but for all the peoples on the earth. All. Think about that. You really could think about it this way. If Abram had not done this, we would miss out on some blessings. If Abram had not done this, we would have missed out on some blessings. Because God says, I will bless all the nations of the earth through you, Abram. Aren't we part of that? If Abram had not stepped out and packed up everything that he had, his family, all his possessions, all that was going on, and Lot's his nephew, by the way, and took it all 1,000 miles away. Now, I'm hoping you're asking yourself, how was Abram so sure about this? How did he know for sure that he was hearing God speak this? And these are some questions we're going to start looking at over the next year. These are some questions that were, how are we so sure? How can we be so sure? Because if Abram wasn't sure about this, do you think he would have done it on a whim? He must have been sure. He truly, truly must have been sure that God had spoke to him. Now pay attention to this. Abram, at age 75, follows God's command without comment. He follows God's command without comment. He doesn't sit down and go, well, let's consider this. It's not recorded in Scripture if he did. He doesn't say, but God, as we might say sometimes. As we might go, but God, that's much bigger than we can do. Like, that should affect God, right? Isn't God the God of the impossible? Now, you want to know what a strange thing is about this whole story? That's not here in this passage, it's a little bit later on. Abram actually moves, and he comes to the land that God tells him that he needs and is going to be given to his ancestors. And God says, keep moving. He doesn't even get to stop. God leads him to the land that's going to be given to his ancestors, tells him that, and says, keep moving. Don't stop here. Abram did. He moved on. He must have been able to hear God clearly. What do you think? He must have been able to understand what God was communicating to him. Can you do the same? Are you able to hear God speak to you? Are you able to hear what God has to say with such confidence that you will go on and do it without question and without comment? Are you at that place in your walk with God? Wish I could tell you I was. I struggle with it. God says, Tim, I want you to be involved with this. First thing I do is come up with about 3 different reasons why I shouldn't be involved with it. I think it's human nature. But am I convinced that that's what God said? If I'm convinced that that's what God said, how can I say no? How can I say I won't do it? Because God says, if you will, I will bless you. Well, there's no doubt about it. I want to be blessed. Amen? Do you want to be blessed? God says, if, and then I'll bless. What I want to ask you is, are you doing the if? Or are you just expecting the blessing because you deserve it? Well, if you think you deserve the blessing, you haven't been there on Wednesday night, as we've talked about the book of Deuteronomy. Because God has told the people before they move in the promised land, I'm going to give you the promised land because I promised it to Abram. And it has nothing to do with who you are. Because you're a stiff-necked people. Come back on Wednesday night. We'll talk more about stiff-necked people. Hopefully you don't see yourself in the picture of that scripture. But a stiff-necked person would say, well, God, I heard you say if, but I'm not going to do that, and I just want you to bless me. And that's what the Israelites did time and time again in their walk with God. I'm confident of this. The Lord is asking us as a community to step into an unknown and unclear future. I'm confident of this, completely confident. The Lord is asking us as a community to step into an unknown and an unclear future. Now, how many of you are still going, but Lord, answer this question first. Lord, I got a comment because I think that's too big. Or the famous church quote that you hear me say all the time. Pastor, we've never done that before. By the way, the first time they crossed the Red Sea, they never did it before. Did you ever think about that? The first time Jesus died on the cross, the only time that Jesus died on the cross, that never happened before. Sounds like to me God's about doing something that never happened before. What do you think? Are we ready to step into an unknown and an unclear future? We don't know what the future of this church is going to be 15 months down the road, do we? Are you ready to step into whatever God's bringing us? Are you ready to step into it in such a way that you can go, yes, I'm going to live this way. I'm going to walk this way. I'm going to go this direction, and I'm going to see how God blesses as I go. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? The Pastor Church Relations team has spent a lot of time in prayer about what's going to happen over the next 15 months. Still putting some pieces together to revive, to renew, to re-energize, to expand, to grow this church in powerful and tremendous ways. And some of you are just finding out about these things. Some of you just know the tip of the iceberg and you don't know all the details. What I'm asking you is, are you ready to walk into an unknown and an unclear future? Because we truly believe that we have heard God speak. Are you ready? Or have you got questions still? You got comments still? I mean, look at Abram. Abram said, okay, God, let's go. And he moved his whole family 1,000 miles, not by U-Haul, by the way, not by moving company. They carried their own stuff 1,000 miles. We got some stuff that we're probably going to have to carry along the way. I'll bet halfway through, they weren't carrying as much as when they started out. What do you think? I know that from talking to people that hike the Appalachian Trail. They start out with a pack full of stuff. And about 50 miles into 2,000 miles, if they're planning on doing the whole thing, there's some wonderful places right along in there that you can stop at and get any kind of gear you want to get for free. Because they found out they didn't need it and they left it behind. Is that right, Bill? You can go pick up anything. You probably can pick up a tent. You can pick up a stove. There's probably all kinds of stuff you can pick up. So we might find that we need to let go of some things. I mean, just think about it. An unclear and an unknown future. Are you ready to walk into it with me? I am confident that I've heard God speak. The team that's been working with me is confident that they've heard God speak. Confident. And we're going to move. I guess the question I'm really asking you is, are you going with us? Are you ready to follow God and step into an unknown and an unclear future? Are you ready? Let's pray. Gracious Lord, you're inviting us into something that we never imagined. You're inviting us into a future that's bright, that's exciting, that's incredible, that you promise time and time again, you will bless us. Lord, yes, there's some fear involved in this. Yes, there's some concern involved in this. But may we be able to do as Abram did and pack up what we need to pack up and go with you. Losing along the way the things that are not going to help us and picking up the things that you bring to us in the ways of new blessings. Lord, please, help us to be people that hear you clearly and step into an unknown and an unclear future, trusting you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.